WhatFix gets a new CEO. Inside India's data center boom. How top brokers performed last month. India continues to be a shining star for Temasek.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, moving on to our top stories today, WhatFix co-founder Vara Kumar has been named CEO following Khadam Bhatti's sudden passing last week. He succeeds late co-founder Khadam Bhatti, who passed away due to a cardiac arrest on September 1, 2026. Now, Vara Kumar co-founded WhatFix with Bhatti in 2014 and has led the company's product and research strategy, helping drive its growth from an early-stage startup into a digital adoption software provider serving Fortune 500 companies. As CEO, Kumar will oversee the company's next phase of growth while preserving its core values, according to WhatFix. Now, moving on to our second story, India is now entering the race to build more of the physical scaffolding for the digital economy as the US begins to confront the costs of its own data center boom. Across the US, more than 15 states have proposed curbs on data center development over concerns about power demand, water use, and impact on communities. New York just paused new large-scale projects for a year, while Texas is halting new grid connections as it reviews energy use plans. India has an opportunity to learn from the US. The lesson is not to slow data center development, but to assess the economic, social, and environmental trade-offs upfront, according to Ashish Banerjee of Gartner. Power and water availability, ratepayer protection, noise, local benefits, and community acceptance should become part of the site selection and approval going forward, according to experts. India's data center capacity crossed 2.1 gigawatts at the end of the June quarter. Around 200 megawatts was added in the first 6 months of the year, and an additional 500 MW is expected to be added through the rest of 2026. Amazon, Microsoft, and Google have committed nearly $57 billion in less than a year towards AI, cloud, and data center infrastructure in India. The opportunity is considerable. India generates nearly 20% of the world's data, but hosts only about 3% of the global data center capacity. But building enough infrastructure to close the gap will require more. Electricity, land, connectivity, and increasingly access to resources that are already under pressure in some parts of the country. The question is whether India can build the data center infrastructure required for its AI ambitions without running into the power, resource, and community conflicts now emerging in the US. Moving on to our next story from the markets. Now, most of the top 10 stock brokers reported their highest active investor additions in 6 months in August after the market delivered 2% returns in July. The country's largest broking firm by active investors, Grow, accounted for 44% of the additions in August, according to data available with NSE. Grow added 2.23 lakh active investors in August, which helped the firm expand its market share from 27.5% in January to 29% in August. The WealthTech firm has added 2.65 lakh active investors in February. Now, Bengaluru-based Sahi continued its stellar growth, adding around 25,000 new active investors, almost 10% of its total client base, and stood at 2.53 lakh as of August. Temasek's latest $100 million investment in space tech startup Pixel is the clearest recent signal yet of how the Singapore-based investment firm's India strategy is broadening, even as some of its older bets have moved into public markets. On September 7th, Temasek said it co-led Pixel's Series C round with UK-based Seraphim, the largest funding round raised by an Indian space tech firm. The investment comes after years of building exposure to India's domestic consumption story, as well as businesses riding the country's digitization, healthcare, and infra expansion. Temasek opened its Mumbai office in 2004, its first active investment outside Singapore. Two decades later, its India portfolio, which includes companies such as Lenskart, Eternal, Pine Labs, Manipal Health, Haldiram's, Dr. Agarwal's and ShipRocket, stood at $42 billion as of March 2026, more than four times its exposure a decade earlier, according to the firm. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you and shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. We air every Monday to Friday between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. So tune in to Money Control Tech 3 for all the startup news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.